Everything Rests on Me, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me, as pearls are strung on a thread. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.7. Friend 1, Krishna creates the entire world. Friend 2, technically, it is Vishnu. Friend 1, yes, I know, but he is an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Friend 2, right, the same person. Friend 1, I also know that it is done effortlessly. Friend 2, while lying down in rest. Friend 1, exhaling creates the many universes and inhaling brings them back into him. Friend 2, dissolution. Destruction. Friend 1, Vishnu is also the maintainer. Friend 2, within the material world, he plays that role. Brahma takes the ingredients of goodness, passion and ignorance to generate the different kinds of suits. These are the 8,400,000 species. Lord Shiva is called upon to destroy when the time is right. Vishnu is there maintaining all along. Friend 1, there is that verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that everything rests on him. Friend 2, like pearls on a thread. Friend 1, the question, then, is how is he not involved in everything? Friend 2, what do you mean? Like implicated? Because not a blade of grass moves without Krishna's sanction. Friend 1, yes. Responsible for stuff. Taking the blame for when things go wrong. People like to thank the Almighty when good fortune comes their way, but what about the many tragedies? Yes, I know about karma. I know about the material nature. I understand the issue of personal choice and how Krishna is the super soul within the heart, witnessing everything but not interfering. Friend 2, then? It seems like you already know the answer. Friend 1, but everything rests on him. That means he is responsible. Friend 2, he is simultaneously involved and not involved. He does the greatest work, but none of the results attach to him. He is responsible for the creation of the playing field. He even maintains it. But what goes on amongst the people living on that field is not attached to him. He gives shelter to the devotees, who technically live in the spiritual world. He provides to them what they lack and preserves what they have. Quote, but those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.22. Friend 1, okay, but shouldn't some of the blame attach to him? Friend 2, where is that going to get you? Try that for a few days. Blame Krishna for everything unwanted in life. Curse at him for allowing birth to take place, which is the cause of every other negative condition. Let me know how that works out for you. Friend 1, you're saying to accept the situation, that complaining won't get you anywhere. Friend 2, the truth is the truth. Neither you nor I can change it. Krishna is above karma. That is one way to know that you have found God. It is one of countless ways to define him. Better to join his side than to not. He is pure goodness, after all, so there is no risk of being burned. No one else can provide the same shelter. In closing. Massive rain outside falling. Another misery of life calling. In good times of him thinking. But no blame for first sinking. Into this world of misery and pain. Everything resting on him the same. Reality that for devotees to protect. Others not same shelter to expect.